Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The fog would appear to be burning off rather rapidly, but that's here. I have no idea what it is where you are, so be safe. If you have any tips about fog or that you can safely report, you can text them in the 504-260-1870. As well as today, we're looking for the best, in your opinion, streaming series or TV series of all times. You can text them in to 504-260-1870. We'll compile a list. I'll give you the top five results in the 9 o'clock hour. Jill Watford joins us now, economist with the Bank of America Institute. Talk about Americans living paycheck to paycheck. How you doing, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for
taking me. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir, I am. Tell me about the situation with Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
Right. Thank you, Tommy. Yeah. So, you know, just real quick, you know, at Bank of America, we have 70 million consumer and small business clients, right? And that gives us like this an incredible data set. And it allows us to see really important economic insights and socioeconomic insights, right? So we found that nearly one in four U.S. households are living paycheck to paycheck. I think that's nearly 30 million households in the U.S. Are living paycheck to paycheck, right?
Right. Does that necessarily follow with what a K-shaped economy would indicate? And before we get to that, maybe you can tell me what a K-shaped economy is.
That's a great question, Tommy. So if you can imagine a K, and all your listeners can imagine a K, like one part of the leg is going up and one part of the leg is going down, right? And that's a bit what we're seeing, because actually when we look at the increase in the number of households living paycheck to paycheck compared to last year, that's been primarily concentrated in these lower income households. Higher income households are seeing stronger wage growth, in fact, stronger than, you know, the cost of living increases, while lower income households are really struggling to keep up.
So the people that are doing well are doing okay. The people that are not doing well aren't doing well at all. Pretty much accurate?
That's an accurate assessment, Tommy. That's a great summation. It's kind of a thing that since COVID, the people, the majority, I think, you know, not to be too doom and gloom, right? We found that the majority of U.S. households appear to be in sound financial position. They appear to be doing pretty good, right? We're doing okay. And that share hasn't decreased. But within the minority of Americans that aren't doing well, there's just been the continuous amount of pressure, both, you know, compared to last year and compared to pre-COVID. Things just keep getting more expensive, right? It's hard out there.
Does it break down as far as that 25% goes? Is this consistently a 25% people of one particular instance or the other? Are they people without education, people with a lot of student debt, no education, no job? Explain that to me. Well, obviously, they have
a
job or they wouldn't be living paycheck to paycheck.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So what we found in this particular study was that it was 29% of lower income households were living paycheck to paycheck, right? And that goes, the share kind of decreases, 20% of higher income households live paycheck to paycheck, probably, you know, mostly due to lifestyle creep. You know, you buy a house, you buy a car, before you know it, all your money's going out to bills. But we also found that this was especially hitting like lower income millennials and Gen X pretty hard, right? And that's because higher income millennials are seeing six times faster wage growth than lower income families in that same generation. Higher income Gen X are seeing 4% wage growth, while lower income Gen Xers are seeing no wage growth. And when things just keep getting more expensive, but you're not making any more money, how are you supposed to, you know, to keep up with that? And I think the short answer is some families are really struggling too, right?
So when it comes to the Gen Zers, I'm getting my generations confused here. Who is it that's hurting the most?
This is probably hurting baby boomers the most, but we're not seeing more baby boomers, right? And we're seeing this real increase. This increased pressure is in the Gen X and the millennials.
Okay, and is that because, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, will they eventually get their turn, or are they doomed to, this is their new reality and this is the way the economy is going to be for them for the rest of their life?
I think, millennials and Gen X are really in this special situation where they're sandwiched right now, right? And it's right now. You have millennials and Gen X that are taking care of elder relatives, right? They could be taking care of their parents and their kids at the same time, right? And that's putting extra pressure on them. I mean, taking care of kids alone is expensive and it's difficult. I mean, I got three under three, right? Mm. So kids are expensive, but if you're taking care of both, I think that's really putting particular pressure on those generations.
So when it comes to things changing, do they have hope or not?
Well, that's a good question. I think that, you know, here's the thing.
It's one thing to be, okay, I'm living paycheck to paycheck now, but eventually whoever's in my way now in terms of advancement will get out of the way. Eventually I'll get the job. Eventually I'll get the money. Eventually I'll have what they have. That's one thing. But if it's a situation of this is the rest of my life, well, that's something different, right?
The rest of your life is like, it's hard to predict, right? That's a long, hopefully it's a long, long time for these people, right? But for right now, you know, for the foreseeable future, it's tough, you know, because the labor, we reported in another piece that the labor market is cooling. It's not outright deteriorating, but it's cooling. So it's a tough time to find greener pastures. So at least for right now, I think things are going to continue to be tough for these households.
See, and that is,
hopefully we do see a pickup.
That explains why I have a hard time getting a handle on the economy, give me a picture of the economy, a snapshot, because if it's K-shaped, well, if you're at the top of the K, you're doing pretty well. If you're heading on, if you're part at the part of the K that's going up, well,
right,
then you're going to say the economy's great, right? But if you're on the part of the K that's going down, then you're going to say the economy's not working for me. And it seems as though, Joe, that it always comes down to, is it working for you or not? If it's working for you, not you personally, but if it's working for the individual, then therefore they think everything's great. If it's not working for them, well, then
yeah,
it's not working.
I mean, you nailed it, Tommy. I mean, I could have said it better myself. So maybe I need to be interviewing you, but
well, no, I've just been doing this for a while, and I don't care if it's healthcare, I don't care if it's insurance, I don't care if it's the economy, whatever it is. If it's working for you, you don't want to touch it. If it's not working for you, then you want it changed. And one of my favorite things is when people text in and say, keep the government out of my Medicare. That is one of my all-time favorites. We'll take a break, pick it up with Joe Wadford when we come back. Economist with the Bank of America Institute talking about 1 in 4 households living paycheck to paycheck. We'll get a definition on that. Also talk about what are they falling behind on when it comes to bills and how important of an indicator that could be. 620, traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Joe Wadford, economist with the Bank of America Institute. 1 in 4 households living paycheck to paycheck. Why are so many American families struggling? And I'll ask you, how have the last couple of years been for you? And we're breaking down a new report from the Bank of America. How can I phrase this, Joe? Break it down for me, if you would, in terms of what people are getting behind on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And what kind of indication that is of the economy?
Yeah, I think, you know, what people are feeling pressured, you know, especially with, rent, utilities, food, groceries, inflation is up, 30% compared to pre-COVID, right? That's an tremendous amount. You still, especially in the South, you still have cost of living increases, especially when it comes to rent. You know, house prices keep going up. There's a lot of demand. A lot of people moved down here during COVID, and that just put a lot of pressure on houses, which is everybody's biggest expense, or at least most people's biggest expense, right?
What about cars?
Cars. Yeah, cars is another thing. We saw that, I think we saw that the majority of consumers have a car payment over $500, between like $500 and $1,000, and that's just that's a completely different world than we were living in pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. So cars are expensive. I mean, it almost seems like everything's more expensive, right? And then outside of that, that's just the necessities too. And that doesn't even include like if you want like some more electronics or jewelry or clothing or anything like that. Even if you want to treat yourself, in the recent report, we found that people were spending more money, but they were getting less. I mean, there's like these price increases, especially with tariff related price increases for clothing, electronics, jewelry. So you name it, it seems like prices increases. One thing that consumers are getting a little bit of relief in is at the pump. Mm-hmm. Prices are down year over year. So at least they're getting a little bit of relief there.
Tell me about the baby boomers. That was interesting to me.
Yeah. So we found that the largest share of any other generation of people living paycheck to paycheck are baby boomers. Now, it could be that's because baby boomers aren't necessarily living primarily off of paychecks. Mm-hmm. Some of them are retired, and this doesn't include retirement income. This doesn't include money from investments. This, if you sell Bitcoin, this doesn't include proceeds from that. So it could be that this number is, overstating how many baby boomers are living paycheck to paycheck, but it could be also that, a fair amount of baby boomers are struggling out there.
Is this about self-reporting? Do you ask people, are you living paycheck to paycheck?
No, I think that's the kind of the beauty of what we're looking at, right? We're actually looking at the data. We're looking at people's paychecks coming into their deposit accounts and then their outflows to things like childcare, housing, groceries, bills, So it's looking at the actual data, and we're cutting through the noise. I mean, I see some surveys that show that like 50, 60% of households are living paycheck to paycheck, but the actual number is closer to 1 in 4.
So what hope do the people at the bottom of the K have? What do they, I guess I'm trying to figure out, how do they get to the top, to the other part of the K, or does the economy have to change?
Yeah, I think the economy has to change, right? So what we saw during COVID was that there was right after COVID, there's a lot of wage growth for lower income households. And now some of these households are working in things like, restaurants, we travel. But those are also the industries most hit right now by like consumer spending slowdown. So people aren't splurging as much anymore. I think, just because these prices are getting to them, and that's really affecting, labor in that industry.
So bottom line is that inflation is outpacing salary increases for those that are not on the top part of the K.
Bottom line, higher income households and lower income households are living in two completely different worlds, at least economically speaking.
It goes back to disparity of income. Accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. It all boils down to wage growth. Yeah, if your bills are increasing by $300 a month, but you only have $100 more, it's going to be hard to make ends meet.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Joe Wadford, economist with the Bank of America Institute. We'll talk with Captain Michael Glasser with Pano about the consent decree when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.